And a very pleasant good afternoon to you. Happy Hump Day. It's Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. And we have our sponsors every day, Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Vaporium of Laughlin, and Eugene Williams Consulting here in Laughlin. We'll kick off the show today with Sergeant Scott Gilman with the Bullhead City Police Department. Scott and I go way back. Gosh, like 10, 11 years ago when we did that video down in the jail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I was doing a video for the Bullhead City Fire Department that we used in ninth grade to present to students that there's, you know, you can go wrong in our community and you can mess up. And at that time, Scott was just an officer. Now he's a sergeant. And so he helped me do that, and then he narrated it. And we put the cameraman and myself inside the cell, and Scott had a great time wrapping up that little piece by slamming the door on us. You remember that?
Yeah. I do remember
that. I do, too.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah. So
time flies.
And now you're a sergeant in charge of traffic.
Yes, I am. Yep.
And you've been doing some presentations this week.
I've been busy all month, actually, with presentations. The month of April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month.
Okay.
So as part of that campaign, and obviously being the traffic section supervisor, I've been working with our PIO, Emily Fromelf, and working with our chief on how to address that topic, which is distracted driving, because it's a national epidemic.
Yeah.
And we believe at the Bullhead City Police Department that a lot of our crashes are distracted driving is related. Hard to prove, but some of the accidents...
They're not going to admit it.
No, they're generally not going to admit it, although some people do admit it.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, there's certain types of accidents like you see on our highway. The chain reaction rear-end collisions, you know, where you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 vehicles sometimes involved in rear-end collisions. You know, those... Generally, if you're paying attention to the road and you have both hands on the wheel and you're thinking about driving, you're not going to hit the car in front of you.
Right.
But, you know, when you're texting and driving, just as one example of a distraction, you take your eyes off the roadway.
Yep.
And, you know, that car in front of you, it can come to a stop real quick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Now, so in your stats, do you track the causes of collisions and locations? I mean, like, do you make recommendations to the city council about a speed limit or an intersection that might need to be better lit at night or a traffic pattern changed?
Yes, yeah, sometimes. So to answer the first part of your question, do we track collisions? Yes. We do that for ADOT. We are required to fill out a Arizona crash report form.
Okay.
And in that crash report form, there's a lot of check the box stuff. So it breaks down, you know, the cause of the crash or what the contributing factor was in the crash. And
right.
That can be a number of different things. And then we're required then to forward that report to ADOT, and ADOT keeps statistics. And then we also keep some statistics within our records management system.
Okay. Now, will you find at a point in time when your bureau, there was a 5 or 6 of you in there?
Currently, we have myself and 4 other officers that work in that section.
Okay, yeah. So it's 5 of you. Do the 5 of you at some point say, hey, we really got to do something about this street, this intersection, this lighting or lack of lighting, or make a recommendation for a traffic light here? Because I know Corwin Road's supposed to get a traffic light at Corwin and 95 at some point in time, right?
Yes. They're going to get I've been in communications with, you know, working with the with City Hall and obviously the chief and Public Works, and Public Works more or less works more closely with ADOT on
right.
those types of issues. We do sometimes make recommendations, but a lot of the things that we do are generated off of complaints that come in from the community.
Okay.
For instance, if there's a particular road where they say that there's a lot of people speeding, you know, we'll concentrate our efforts on the complaints that are generated there. Same thing with, like, an intersection where there might not be a stop sign. you know, maybe a T intersection.
Okay.
People will say there should be a stop sign there. Well, we don't determine where those signs go or don't go. That's really a public works function.
Right.
And a traffic engineer would decide on that factor. What they'll often do is they'll request from me, though, they'll request, you know, give me 12 months of stats from that particular intersection.
Oh,
how
okay.
How many problems do we have there?
Right.
And then I'll provide that data to them, and then they ultimately will make the final decision.
Now, I tell you, I walk in my neighborhood, and the other day I was walked all the way up to the parkway, and so I'm walking on the parkway towards Silver Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now the city, I'm assuming the city, has put in a couple, there's like three of these in town, these little boxes that have the red arrow that you can't make a right-hand turn
yeah.
except for on a green light.
Correct.
And I'm walking, and I'm, you know, I'm just looking around, and all of a sudden I see this car make a right-hand turn around the RV park or the mobile home park.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, how come I'm looking at a green light, and that guy just made a turn? Right behind him, a Mojave County deputy sheriff lit it up, pulled the guy over, and I went, well, he's going to get a ticket. You know, obviously he couldn't see that nice big red sign over there, that arrow.
Yeah. It's pretty big, but people will tell us that they don't see those signs, and I don't know how that's a difficult one to.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine that they couldn't see it. So
I know. Yeah. So, now, distracted driving. What are all the different types of distracted driving? We talked about texting, but there's probably other things that you find people are doing.
Well, so just recently I spoke at MALC and talked to. You know, 250-plus students that, you know, we're trying to reach kids that are just about to get their driver's licenses or already have their driver's licenses. So we spoke to them last week. We've spoke to, over 750 students over
wow.
at Mojave the last 2 days. I gave a 600-student presentation on Monday, and then I gave a 260-student presentation yesterday.
Wow.
So, you know, we're trying to reach that audience because we find that it's distracted driving is a large problem with every age group, but very much so in the 16 to 24-year-old category.
Okay.
So, you know, we've made a conscious effort to target those people as part of this campaign. So you ask the question of, you know, what is distracted driving? And it's really anything that takes your attention away from the roadway. And that can be you putting in a CD
okay.
on your radio. It could be you changing the radio station. It could be you going through your phone to put on a song.
Right.
It could be your in-car navigation or your navigation from your phone. It could be texting. It could be social media. It could be grooming, it could be putting on your makeup, it could be eating, it could be reading. So, you know, those are the specific categories that we discuss with the teenage groups that we've talked to. So essentially, it's anything really that takes your attention off the road.
Right.
And, you know, it was funny, I was on a police motorcycle and was on my way to work, and I was on my way also to give the presentation to these MALC students. So I'm on my bike, and a car comes into my lane and almost takes me out. And I look over at the woman, and she is putting on her makeup.
Oh.
So.
You were late for the presentation.
No, it was funny because I told the kids, I go, you're probably thinking right now, wow, this woman got a ticket. And, I didn't pull her over. She got the message. Like, she was shocked that I was there. And, you know, motorcycles in general, motorists do not see you. So I'm at a constant higher level of alertness when I'm riding.
Exactly.
So, you know, she got the message very quickly that she made an error. And I wanted to make sure that I wasn't late for the things that I needed to do to be ready for that presentation. So she was fortunate enough to get a break. I didn't even stop her. It was on my way into work, and I was outside of our city limits. So,
oh, okay.
It was one of those things. But and just recently, I can tell you about another incident where a woman took her car, or she actually borrowed a car. She went up on the dirt section of the roadway on Silver Creek, which is east of the Bullet City Parkway. She's up there with her brother, and this was a recent episode. So we get a call of a crash up there, single vehicle. So we're like, really? Okay. So we get up there, and the car is rolled over. The airbags are deployed. The windows are blown out of the vehicle. We can tell that this vehicle had lost control on the roadway while it's heading west and hits a boulder and overturns. Nobody's on scene. There's some evidence of blood in the car. So we're looking around. We find nobody. Through the registration on the vehicle, we determine that the registered owner of the car loaned the car to this girl. We end up finding her, which she's required to report this accident.
Right.
She left the scene. She didn't report it. So we're investigating that. We're investigating a crash, and we ended up interviewing her. I personally spoke to her and asked her what happened up there, because it was unusual. You know, generally, vehicles just don't leave the roadway for no reason. So
right.
She said, you know, I was up there. We wanted to look around. I had some time before I was taking my brother to school. And she said it was crazy. You know, for some reason, I had just latched my seatbelt, and then my brother followed my suit on doing the same. And then I went to put a CD into the radio, and before I knew it, I lost control of the car and hit that boulder. She said, I had God on my side, because we had just prior to that put on the seatbelts.
Wow.
So she said when the car rolled over, she literally saw that boulder in front of her, and she thought the boulder was going to hit her face, and the car kept rolling. Of course it didn't.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is a story that I told the kids. You know, I told these teenage groups at both of our local high schools.
Right.
Is that, look, it, just putting in a CD, you know, things happen so fast. She said she put the CD, lost control, and it just, and quite frankly, had those seatbelts not been on, we may not be able to speak to her, right?
Exactly.
Or her brother, for that matter. So it's a serious epidemical problem that we're seeing more so. Maybe life is getting busier and busier and busier for everybody, and people are trying to eat and run, email on the run, text on the run, you know, and they're doing all these things while they're driving, and we're just trying to bring awareness to the problem. And, you know, we've done, you know, the chief and I speak regularly about our statistics and how we can reduce crashes in our community. And, you know, the one way to do that is you increase enforcement, you bring awareness to different violations, and then you should see a drop in
right.
crashes. And we scratch our heads and bang our heads against the wall because we haven't been seeing that.
Oh,
so
okay.
we've got to think outside the box, and we've got to, you know, try to tackle these problems by other ways. And one of those ways is this, you know, doing what we're doing now, bringing awareness to a problem, getting the problem out to the community, making the community not only aware of how important it is for you to drive attentively and not distracted, but, you know, also tell some of the stories and give them some of the statistics, you know, and it was a wake up for me even. And then I've said this to the kids, you know, because it was difficult for me to be teaching this and presenting this information and not being a hypocrite and realizing that I've been guilty of this.
Right.
I'm not perfect.
Yep.
You know, people look at law enforcement a lot of times and say, hey, you guys are better than us, or you're supposed to be leaders and you don't make mistakes. Well, we're humans too, and we're not perfect. And I had to raise my hand with these kids that also were very honest in admitting that they've driven distracted.
Yeah.
And I said, look, I'm here before you. I've been guilty of that too. But I can tell you what, right now, it's never too late to change your behavior. I have since I've been gifted with putting on these presentations, I've changed my behavior.
Yeah.
And it's something that my son has even noticed, because he had told me a few times, hey, Dad, don't do that while you're driving, and I'd put it away. But then, you know, you go back the next day, and it's like Groundhog Day. You do the same thing. But he came to me, you know, and said, hey, I've really noticed since you've been doing these presentations that you're not doing it anymore. So these kids see what their parents do. So we've also been sending a message out to the parents, or through the kids, to get to the parents to say, look, this is a problem. Tell your parents to stop.
Yeah.
You know, it's not even necessarily, it doesn't necessarily have to be from the driver. A lot of people are just passengers in cars, and if they just tell their driver, hey, don't do that, it can save a life.
Yes. Definitely.
So,
all right. Scott, let us take a little break here, and we'll be back in just a moment.
All right.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swanee Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswaneehyundai.net.
Meet Walter.
Hey, Doc, got my prescription ready?
Walter saves money at the pharmacy.
Here you go, Walter.
Oh, don't forget my Co-op Connections card.
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. You can save up to 85% on prescriptions at over 60,000 pharmacies nationwide.
Walter, your Co-op Connections card just saved you 40%.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Walter and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
Quit smoking now and head to the Vaporium of Laughlin, the premier vape supply shop. With their wide selection of e-liquid to hardware, Vaporium also prides themselves in high-quality customer service and vape shop experience. Try before you buy. Don't have vaping remorse. The members-only program is free to join. Receive coupons, access to sales pricing before the general public, invites to special events, and more. The Vaporium is thanking all our veterans with a special veterans discount. The Vaporium of Laughlin, across from the Golden Nugget.
There's a bright star on your horizon. It's Star Checking from Horizon Community Bank, and it rewards you month after month. You can earn a rate currently more than 15 times the national average for interest-bearing checking or balance, up to $25,000. Visit the bank that is proud to be locally owned and managed. Visit your local Horizon Community Bank in Havasu, Fort Mojave, Portside, and Parker. For more information about Star Personal Checking Accounts, member FDIC.
And we're back on Speak Out 2.0. Larry Tuenforce live from the Laughlin Mall. And again, the show every day is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Vaporium of Laughlin, and Eugene Williams Consulting here in Laughlin. We're visiting with Sergeant Scott Gilman with the Bullhead City Police Department, who's been out all month talking to people about distracted driving. For those of you that want to eat when you drive, change your CD, send an email, Facebook note, whatever it may be, huh?
Absolutely.
So, oh, here, let me turn you up. So the phone is the most guilty one, though, right?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I would imagine so, that with these mobile devices that...
Yeah, there's so many different options
it's
on
kind
our
of
phones now.
It's kind of correlating with what we're seeing statistically, you know, with the technology shift with... people having that ability to do more with their devices,
yeah.
We're seeing an increase in accidents. And
almost every guest I have in here, as soon as we play commercials, they grab their phone, you know, because they're checking emails or texting somebody or whatever, you know. We live on them. And it's funny, you go into a restaurant, and it's not just kids. I mean, there's people my age and older that are on their phones. I sit in our Kiwanis group, and there's people in there in their 80s. And during the meeting, I'll look over, and they're on their phone doing something, you know. So it does become a habit.
Yeah.
So, but you're out there trying to change the habit when you're behind the wheel.
Yeah, I mean, it's really – I'm out right now this month with trying to change the mindset, right, trying to get people to be more aware of – the phone and other things that can cause them a distraction while they're driving, and I believe in doing this campaign this month, we've got that message out there to a lot of people. And in my mind, if I can save the life of just one person, then this worked.
It worked,
right?
Yeah.
And I think we got a great response yesterday, and we got a great response the day before, and from Malk, you know, going to those high schools and talking to those kids. You know, I had kids coming up to me after the program, And they thanked me, and they said, you know, I really appreciate you coming here and doing this for us, and they got something out of it.
Right.
So, you know, for me, that I did my job.
That's
so,
what you want to hear.
And then hopefully that message extends to their parents, and then their parents tell their friends, and you know, that's the way we as a society work anyway. It's a lot of things happen by word of mouth.
Exactly.
So I was even on the TV2 show.
Good.
You know, and talking with Bruce Clark
and trying to
yep. reach every avenue, and Emily's done an absolutely fantastic job.
Yep.
Of getting different public service announcements out on our Bullhead City Police Department Facebook page. I think that's how you may have
yep.
recognized that
yep.
I was doing this campaign and so forth. So, yeah, we're just trying to really spread the message out there. And this isn't just not a local community thing that's going on. You know, this is a national
problem.
Campaign.
Issue, yeah.
It's like I said, it's April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. So,
wow.
You know, people are, you know, organizations throughout the country are doing this. So, it's good that we're able to play our part in trying to reduce collisions and make the roadway safer for everybody. So,
how's our DUI count in our city? Is it, I mean, are you seeing less people drinking and driving, or is that still a problem?
Well, as long as there's alcohol,
it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, in our community, you know, with Uber and other different organizations like that who are bringing the access to a ride home easier, I think that. Yeah. I think people will start taking advantage of that. You know, we still make arrests for DUI.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's still a problem. And as you know, I mean, people have the best of intentions, generally speaking, but, you know, alcohol tends to
cloud
cause
judgment.
People to make bad decisions. And,
yeah.
And they didn't have the intention, I'm sure, when they showed up wherever they were showing up to have a couple of drinks to get in their car and drive, but then things happened and... You know, we got to. They have contact with us, and we got to deal with them. You know,
exactly.
And we got to address those issues. So yeah, I mean, it's not like a. I wouldn't say that it's like an epidemic, you know, but I would say that distracted driving is. I'm seeing.
Yeah.
It's much more easy to see. Obviously, you know, I'm on my motorcycle, and people don't even see me, and I'm driving home or on the street patrolling or. Going around town, I see people on their phone all the time, and right now there's no laws in place in Arizona. Now, I will say this, there are some laws that are going to be in effect in July that deal with permit drivers and graduated drivers, which are teens that
right.
just got their license. There's going to be consequences for them being on their mobile devices, texting, doing social media, or being on their phones. They can be fined. But that's only going to be for like the first six months of their license.
That's
as long
a very
as they have
small
no,
part of the population.
Exactly. As long as they have no violations, then they're fine, and they're not going to have that restriction after 6 months. There's a law coming. Now, the other side of the coin is, and I've had these chats with the chief, hey, can we do some city ordinances? And right now, with what's happening in our Arizona legislature, they're pushing a bill forward that started in February
right.
To pass some state laws. So we're going to see what the state's going to do. Because it doesn't really make much sense for us to pass a local city ordinance that is going to be superseded anyway by state law.
Right.
So with what is happening at the state level, we believe that driving distracted, specifically when it deals with phones, there's going to be some law in place. What that law is, I don't exactly know, because a lot of things can change
exactly.
before the governor signs it. But I think that you know, there's 47 states right now that have some type of law that deals with prohibiting texting or prohibiting talking. And Arizona is one of only three states that still doesn't have a law.
Wow.
So for us as law enforcement, people say, well, you got to do something about that. Well, unless they're swerving all over the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're so distracted that they're driving reckless, then we can stop them for driving reckless. But if they're driving in a straight line and they have their phone,
Nothing you can do.
There's not a lot we can do right now. But I think that people are tired of it enough, and we get complaints about it all the time, and I think that the legislators are starting to recognize it's become a big enough problem to where they've got to make some changes in the law. So we'll see what happens.
A bill just passed the Senate, and it's in the House, and it said texting and driving, what I saw.
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly what it's going to encompass, and who knows if it'll pass the House. But
yeah, and in what form? There's a lot to be learned from the way the final bill is going to get through, or if it's
then next year they'll come back and fix it. They always kind of sometimes seem to mess it up. Scott, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. It's been very informative, and we'll have you back again.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Eugene Williams Consulting brought to compliance with the state of Nevada along the river properties, Desert Sun Plumbing, Allen Shore Painting, and U.S. Southwest LLC, just to name a few. Thanks to Eugene, you too can comply with the Clark County legal posting requirement for your business license. Don't have an office in Nevada but still do business here? Eugene has you covered. Eugene Williams Consulting provides you with a Nevada registered agent and the means to get licensed in Nevada. Don't risk doing business in Nevada without it. It's against the law. Call Eugene now, 702-299-0511. Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
This is Herb from Herb's Herbs. We need to raise the bar on our choices in life. Life is a gift, and we need to take care of ourselves. Take charge of your health at Herb's Herbs. The knowledgeable and experienced staff at Herb's Herbs will guide you in the right direction to ensure you get healthier this year. Herb's Herbs has the largest selection of supplements in the area. We also carry organic produce, keto products. Oh, and don't forget our organic juice bar, the best. You will always save at Herb's Herbs, Main Street, Lake Havasu.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine covers, seats, and rails. Inside the boat looked like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
And speaking of cities, this is Speak Out 2.0 live from the city of Laughlin, where we broadcast every day from the Laughlin Mall. And now the second half of the show today, we have Chris Ellis in. And Chris, how are you today?
I am excellent. Thanks for asking.
Chris is our own little entrepreneur. In your retirement age, right? I mean, you retired and then you decided to do this?
Well, I did it during the job, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Chris has her own company, Baskets of the Heart.
Correct.
And she makes baskets. And so if you ever need a food basket, a gift basket, anything like that, right?
Right. I do anything that you could possibly imagine, baby baskets, food baskets, junk baskets, you know, with the popcorn and the all that kind of stuff. I do pretty much anything anybody wants.
And then for baskets, what price range are people looking at?
Basically, I start out at 55, and we can go, you know, 300. I've done 300.
Wow, 300.
Yeah. That's a big, you know, huge basket, and it could have gourmet foods and snacks and stuff inside.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that works out pretty
good. So when they order a basket, can they kind of say, this is what I'm looking for to have in it?
Pretty much. Most of the time people ask me what I put in it, and then I can tell you, you know, if you want stuff. My basic thing is crackers, cookies, cheese, popcorn, candy, sausage. And I usually, sometimes I can put plates and stuff in, you know, and things. I do fruit baskets. So anything that you want, you know, as long as I can get it in Bullhead City, we're good, you know. And then I have a vendor in L.A. or California that 2-day turnaround for any kind of gourmet foods I need.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you work out of your home as an entrepreneur and with your business. How do people get a hold of you?
Basically through the phone. At one time I was involved with the chamber and the women's council and all those kind of things. So I got, you know, referrals. A lot of people know me now. I've been here almost 8 years.
Right.
And I have regular customers that call me all the time. So
good. So give your phone number out on the air so everybody
my
knows.
Phone number for the Baskets of the Hearts is 928-234-0921.
Okay. So they can call you and talk to you what's the turnaround? If somebody said, oh, I need 7 baskets for a party Saturday night or something.
Usually I can do between 24 to 48 hours depending on the products that you want inside. I do have a stash of stuff. I don't keep food because a lot of food doesn't last a long time. But other than that, 24 hours to 48 hours.
Okay. All right. And then you deliver them or they pick them up? Or?
Deliver. I haven't had that many people pick them up. Well, close people pick them up, but normally I can deliver.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And then you're always at the farmer's market.
I'm at pretty much every craft show that goes on in this town so far. It's been, you know, amazing. I did 11 shows between September and December.
Wow.
I know. I did pretty good.
In our community.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, when I came here in 2010 or 11, there were hardly any kind of craft shows or farmers markets or anything like that, and from that time to this they pop up all the time.
Yeah, well, and there are certain times of the year that are busy too,
right?
Because I think May 4th is the last farmers market over the summer,
right?
They don't meet because it's just too hot out there.
Way too hot.
Yeah. And so you'll be there.
I'll be there for that one. Yep. Yes, exactly.
And what else do you have coming up soon?
There's one I'm going to check out this weekend that's in Kingman. I'm trying to branch out a little bit and go to other areas. And I don't know. I'm not going to work it, but I want to see how it's presented and, you know, all that kind of stuff. A lot of outdoor stuff. If you don't put us in the right position and stuff like that, it can be intense.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to doing that one, and then I think I have another one on the 18th that's going to be in Kingman, and I'm trying to get to Henderson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I would like to get to Henderson. I have a friend that sells cookies there, and he's saying that business is amazing, and they're usually in shaded areas or business areas.
Well, that's perfect for you, right?
Right.
Because often you have, like you said, candy in there, and you don't want it melting.
I hardly ever buy chocolate. Never did, because when I first moved here, I did something for the chamber, and it was chocolate. And by the time I got it out of the car, it was melted.
Already melted, yeah. Uh-huh.
So it was like, we're not doing that.
Now, Chris has brought in a basket, and we're going to give it away to a listener. So don't call right now, but the number to call is our office, the studio number, which is 702-298-1063 or 106.3, which is our frequency. And we'll do that here in the next couple minutes after we take a commercial break. And so write that number down. Be ready to call, and you can talk to Chris and give away. She's going to give away. But what all you got in your little basket?
It's just an Easter basket. It has Tootsie Rolls, cotton candy, some cookies, some, you know, Easter candy. Pretty much everything in there is Easter candy. A sucker, and some Play-Doh. I have some Play-Doh in there.
Oh, okay. So it's perfect for a kid.
It's perfect for a kid.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, we'll give that away here after the break. So get near your phone and be listening, and we'll be back shortly.
Quit smoking now and head to the Vaporium of Laughlin, the premier vape supply shop. With their wide selection of e-liquid to hardware, Vaporium also prides themselves in high-quality customer service and vape shop experience. Try before you buy. Don't have vaping remorse. The members-only program is free to join. Receive coupons, access to sales pricing before the general public, invites to special events, and more. The Vaporium is thanking all our veterans with a special veterans discount. The Vaporium of Laughlin, across from the Golden Nugget.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill.
Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Are you a business owner thinking about doing business in Nevada? Are you aware you can't legally conduct business in Nevada unless your business license is posted? Thanks to Eugene Williams Consulting, you can satisfy the posting requirement without paying for office space. Eugene will solve your legal limbo, provide mail forwarding services, free notary public, discount Google business listing, and more for only $50 a month. Don't risk your livelihood on not knowing the law. Call Eugene, 702-299-0511.
Working in the medical field? It's the fastest growing profession in the tri-state. If you or someone you know is working in or starting a career in the medical field, trust the folks at Anything Medical to provide quality scrubs, shoes, and professional equipment, all at the very best prices available. And be sure to remind your patients to visit Anything Medical when prescribing orthopedic braces, shoes, wound supplies, respiratory aids and service, or any home medical equipment. Anything Medical, 2350 Miracle Mile Way in the Riverview Mall. Visit Anything Medical today.
Varicose veins are more than just a cosmetic problem. They can indicate a vein disease known as venous insufficiency, which can cause permanent skin color changes in the legs and even lead to skin ulcers. The interventional radiologists at High Desert Vein Center perform a simple, minimally invasive procedure called venous ablation. This can bring patients better circulation and appearance. For more information, call High Desert Vein Center in Kingman at 718-0180.
Connected computer and technology, smarter than the average geek.
Hi, John here. You already know we take care of your computer issues, but did you know we can also help you with alarm and camera systems, audio, video, wireless, business networks, servers, even cell phones, and so much more. Let us know how we can help you today.
Connected computer and technology, smarter than the average geek. Smarter than the average geek.
And you're back on Speak Out 2.0, Larry Tuenforce, live from the Laughlin Mall. And our show each day is brought to you by Mojave Shred. If you want some secure document protection for your business, you want to talk to Mojave Shred. Mojave Electric Cooperative, they have that co-op connection card, and all it does is save you money. That's it. That's the only purpose that it exists. And they've set up all these deals with their businesses out there. And if you're interested in saving money, all you got to do is go by and pick up a card. It's that simple. They have them, and they save you money all over town. They'll give you a little list of all the businesses you can save money at. So that is Co-op Connection Card. Then there's Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And, of course, you can test drive any car in the lot. You can always test drive the brand-new Hyundais, and you can buy a brand-new Hyundai for under $30,000. Yeah, that's Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. Vaporium of Laughlin, right across from the Golden Nugget. If you want to quit smoking, and everybody out there who smokes probably said to themselves more than once, I should probably quit smoking, but I'm afraid to. I'll start again and don't da-da-da-da. Go talk to Vaporium of Laughlin, right across from the Golden Nugget there, in that little plaza, and they have everything there is for you to stop smoking. They can help you. They will teach you how to use it and how to prevent relapses and prevent smoking, stop smoking. Eugene Williams Consulting right here in Laughlin. He helps businesses grow. He knows all the tricks of the trade. And if you need a business in Laughlin, but you really don't want to have a suite or an office in Laughlin, you definitely want to call Eugene. He can tell you how to get around that. And you can hang your business license in his office. So there you go. All right, we're back with Chris Ellis, and Chris brought in the Easter basket, so we're going to give it away right now. So the first person to call 702-298-1063, you're going to win this Easter basket, and I'll find a way to link up with you in the next day or so, and we'll get this basket to you, and we'll see who this caller is here. Okay, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Frank.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, you won the basket.
Oh, all right. Good deal.
Yeah, you were first to call. All right, Frank.
Pretty quick dialer, I guess.
Yeah, you're quick. Congratulations. Where are you located? Are you in Bullhead, Laughlin, Kingman?
I'm in Kingman.
You're in Kingman. Okay. I will find a way to get this to you because it's an Easter basket. You got a granddaughter or grandson that might want this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll find a way. If I have to, I'll drive it up there. I'll meet you in Golden Valley somewhere in the next day or so. So, Frank, take down my cell phone number, and you can give me a call after the show, and we'll find a way to get together.
Okay.
And it's 928.
Okay.
201-331-3313. Okay. And we'll get together after the show, and we'll talk about it, and we'll find a time, and we'll get you this basket.
All right, that sounds great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Okay, thanks, Frank.
Hey, thank you, yeah.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Okay, so people are still calling. You're not listening to your radio. Frank already won. Now, that basket there, what would that run to buy that?
That would be about $20, $25. Okay. Yeah, right. That's a very small basket. Okay. My normal baskets are bigger than that. Like I said, I start at 55.
Right, right. So, but some little ones are available if they need them.
Oh, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. People are still calling, but we've already had our winner, folks. I'm sorry. Frank won. He was the first one to call in and won a nice little Easter basket. So, Chris, thank you for coming in. Is there anything else we've missed that we want to talk about for baskets?
Not that I can think of, but I appreciate you having me on the air.
You bet.
And I appreciate the fact that, you know, getting my business out. And again, like I said, I'll be at the farmer's market and Bullhead for the 4th. I think it's May 4th. Please come see me. I'm kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
But come see me.
Underneath the Ramada.
Underneath the Ramada.
You got your regular spot there, huh?
I used to be 9 and now I'm 10. So I don't know if that's an up or a down.
Oh,
so,
okay.
But
it works for you.
Yeah, it works really good.
You get
a
lot of contact with people there.
Oh, yeah. The farmer's market is, I think, a really great place. I wish that we could actually get around. Most of us don't have partners that, you know, are there so we can leave.
Because you don't get to go out and see what else
I don't get to see what's out there, but I know a lot of the people that are out there because they've been doing it for a lot of years. So
right.
It's way cool.
It's a great event.
It is. I think it's one of the best in Bullhead so far. I'd like to have it indoors, though. That'd be cool.
Well, you know, the event center is now open, and they can cover the floor, and you can set that whole thing up in there.
The event center?
Yeah, the Anderson Event Center, the school.
Really?
Yeah. And I was in there a couple of weeks ago taking a tour, and it takes about 20 hours for 8 guys to cover that floor. But then they can bring it right out there.
I'll mention it.
Yeah, that might be something they look at because it would make it a lot bigger and all indoors.
Yeah, and like I said, you'd get a whole lot more people because I know a lot of older people that do them that don't.
They're not into
the outdoors.
Yeah, they're not into the wind and everything else.
And we get a good wind.
Yes, we do. We all know that. So
that one's pretty good.
All right, Chris Ellis, thank you for coming in. Give your phone number one more time in case somebody out there didn't write it down and they want to call you and talk to you about baskets and how to order them and when they can have them.
Okay, my number is 928-234-0921.
There you go.
Give me a call, please.
All right, Chris. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. And that's Chris Ellis, the Baskets of the Heart. And like I said, we'll give this basket here to Frank from Kingman, who won this. You know, we've got people listening all over Mojave County, all over San Bernardino County, and all over Clark County. So I guess, you know, I'll drive it to Kingman, and we'll get it to him. That's not a problem. All right, let's talk about some community calendar things that are going on around our community. There is a Food Coalition Project Forum going on today from 3 to 4:30, and that's at the Bullhead City Public Library, and the number there is 758-7689. And so if you're interested in something like that. Then Saturday, there is this Hip Hip Hooray one-year celebration going on at Catherine's Landing. because they changed ownership and they've changed a lot of things out there. That's a 10-hour day. It starts at 11 in the morning and goes till 9 p.m. And if you have any questions, you can call out there at 877. I'm dyslexic all of a sudden. 577-1652. And then Sunday, there is the free Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast, and it comes with sausage. That goes on at Hope United Methodist Church. It's just a donation, whatever you want to give. That is from 7 a.m. until 10 p.m., or excuse me, 10 a.m. And if you have any questions, call Sabrina, and her number is 928-542-7523. Then a couple Easter egg hunts. They're having one at the Bullhead City Elks Lodge. The Elks Lodge is hosting it, but it's going to happen at Dean Hackett Park, and that's at 9 a.m. And if you have any questions, you can call the Elks at 758-2408. And then the Noon Kiwanis Club, the Colorado River Club, they have an Easter egg hunt that is huge. It's big every year. I mean, they've been stuffing eggs for months, plastic eggs, by the way. They let kids out there, and they put you in groups, and they put you in different areas, and it's 0 to 10, and that kicks off at noon on Sunday. So you can actually do both those events if you wanted to. There's an estate planning, if you're into that, and you want to kind of plan the end. It's Estate Planning 101, and it's free. It's put on by Diana Morrison, and that's going to be at Davis House, sponsored by Hospice of Havasu. And if you have any questions, you can give them a call at 928-453-2111, and that is from 9 to 10 a.m. on the 24th. On the 25th, we have a Bullhead City Chamber of Commerce Mixer. That's for the Bullhead Business Builders. That's going to be at the Chamber of Commerce upstairs. And that's at 5:30. And if you have any questions, you call the Chamber at 754-4121.
Sticky door.
All right, and Chris is headed out there into the community. Give her a call if you need a basket. Laughlin has the Laughlin High School is putting on Nick's Cafe School Play. Now, this is the 25th and 26th, so that's Biker Weekend, and that is at Laughlin High School at 7 p.m. And then on the 27th and 28th, they're doing it at 2 in the afternoon, also at Laughlin High. Any questions, you want to call 702-299-6057. On the 26th, Sammy Hager and his Full Circle Jam Tour will be at Harrah's. Yeah, and that's at 9 p.m. That's in the outdoor arena out there. And if you want a ticket, the weather's going to be perfect on the 26th for a night concert. Oh, man. You want to have any questions, give Harrah's a call at 702-298-8510. And that's the Total Reward Center. Coming up on the 27th and 28th, the Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis Club has their annual gun show and sale, and that's going to be happening at the Bullhead Chamber of Commerce. It's 9 to 5 on Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. There's still some tables left if you want to sell guns or ammunition or stamps or money, or you want to call area code 559-765-8388. All right. Then also on the 27th, there is the DEA Drug Take Back Day. This is where you can clean out your home if you've got old prescriptions that you're no longer taking. If someone in your family has stopped taking a prescription, or maybe you have a loved one that passed and they had, you know, four or five different prescriptions there. This is a great opportunity for you to take them up to the Bullhead City Police Department. It'll be right in the parking lot. You just roll down your window and hand them to somebody, and they're gone. The DEA will take those and destroy them, okay? That's noon, 10 a.m. until noon on the 27th. If you have any questions, and I would tell you to call Lori, but I happen to know she's on vacation starting today. If you have any questions, call the Bullhead City Police Department at 928-763-9200. If you saw the way I typed that, I am dyslexic. Then in Kingman, we have on the 27th, the 8th Annual Daddy-Daughter Dance. and that's at the Centennial Commercial Building from 6 until 9. If you have any questions, you call Bill at 619-203-7462. 3 minutes before the news, and then Sean Hannity is going to stop by. He won't be in my studio. He has his own studio. He doesn't like coming to Laughlin. I don't get it. We have a Chopper Magazine launch party for Oatman. They're going to be giving away a motorcycle. That's going to happen on the 27th during the Harley run. So if you want to know about that, it's going to be the volunteer fire department out there that's putting that on. One of the last days to sign up for the River Valley Devils football and cheer. That's happening on the 1st of May. And that's for ages 5 to 14. That's going to happen at the Young Scholars Academy gym in Fort Mojave from 4 until 7. So if you want to check that out, you want kids, boys and girls. The boys play football, the girls play cheer. So there's a lot going on in our communities. Also, we had the other day, we had John from the Chamber and Amber from the Chamber talking about their Bullhead City's first, Taco Beer Festival, and that's going to be happening at the Chamber of Commerce on the 4th from noon until 10 p.m., 10 straight hours there of a great party. If you have any questions, you call the Chamber, and that number is 754-4121. And then we've been talking with Chris about the Farmer's Market the same day on the 4th. That's why that doesn't start until noon, because the Farmer's Market pretty much wraps up by then. The Farmer's Market is also the 4th in the community park, and that's from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Any questions, you call Bullhead City Hall at 763-9400. I'm trying to get somebody from the Farmer's Market to come on that week and talk about it, because that's going to be their last one up until after the summer. Some of the things that are going around in our community, I want to thank Sergeant Scott Gilman for stopping in. Like I said, I've known Scott for a long time, and now he's the sergeant over traffic and trying to address some of the problems. And this is a nationwide problem. It's not just in Bullhead City. It's not just in Fort Mojave. It's not just in Laughlin or Kingman. It's everywhere. You see it yourself all the time, people driving with their phone in their hand up by the steering wheel trying to read their text or an email or whatever while they're driving. So Scott Gilman came in to remind us. That's a great way to get into a wreck. And he talked about the young lady putting in a CD, rolling her car on Silver Creek Road. Not even her car. It was a friend's car. Okay, that's going to wrap it for today. Tomorrow, I can't reach my book, so I'm not sure who's here tomorrow. Let's see. We've only got a couple seconds here. Can I tell you? Tomorrow we have Bradley Oliver with the City of Bullhead City and Sheila Kemp, who's with the Noon Kiwanis Club. Everybody have a great day. We will.
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin HD2.